Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. Yeah, I don't really have much of an update about my life, yeah, because the past has been literally the same, working on my dissertation. Yeah. So let's get into the topic straight away today then. So today I'm going to talk about fear of rejection. So yeah, why out of suddenly rejection, right? Yeah. So yeah, let me tell a story before, you know, I go into talking more about that. So in the past, yeah, this story has become something that Andrew has always been using it as an excuse to make fun of me, yeah, because yeah, it is quite funny, I guess, yeah. So, in the past, I've always thought that I would not confess to someone I like, yeah. And this thought, this mindset has been sticking with me for quite some years. Yeah, only, I think only until the recent 1 or 2 years that I've slowly changed my mind. Yeah, so I remember the first time when I told Andrew about this, he was like, "What?" Yeah. it was so surprised for him to hear that from me. Yeah, but then when he gave me that reaction, it then led me to, you know, reflect on this whole thing, reflect on my mindset, like, yeah, why is it so that I won't want to do it if I like someone so much that, you know, I really want to let the person know. So, after reflecting and thinking more about it, yeah, it's actually the fear of rejection. Yeah, and following the rejection itself, there might be some sort of negative feelings associated with rejection, such as like you feel shame, you feel unsuccessful, you feel you're unworthy, yeah, all this kind of negative feelings and thoughts that is associated with that, yeah. And so rejection is the feeling of being refused and not accepted by someone or something else, yeah. So rejection is usually caused by someone's dislike, disapproval, or unacceptance. And the fear of rejection is often associated with low self-esteem. So yeah, for people who have lower self-esteem, you might see them having more of a fear of rejection when it comes to probably doing stuff or interacting with people, yeah, because rejection could be in many different forms, like social rejection, where you find it difficult to socialize with people because you're so afraid of being rejected, and you'll most likely become a people pleaser in those kind of situations because you just can't stand rejection, you want to be liked by people, yeah. So, why is that we are so afraid of rejection? So, in most circumstances, we are actually afraid that, you know, we will no longer be liked by people anymore. Yeah, we feel like we are not good enough for someone. And this kind of feelings could lead us to a stronger sense of insecurity and jealousy in some situations. And so people, yeah, like I said earlier, people might become a people pleaser. Sometimes even unintentionally, they didn't want to be, but because of this fear of rejection, they are so motivated to become a people pleaser because they just can't stand being rejected by people, from people around them or even from, other situation, even in their work or stuff, yeah. And sometimes our past experiences of being rejected will also intensify our fear towards rejection. So you might see some people who have been rejected in their past relationship become more insecure if, let's say, they didn't really process that emotions and experiences of being rejected in the past and before getting into the next relationship. And so when they go into a new relationship, they turn up being even more insecure. They will always think like, will something that I do not being liked by my partner, or is it something that, you know, it's not good for me doing it in front of him or something, yeah. And that will lead that person into becoming even more insecure. Not just like, yeah, some people, they are just worried about their partners having an affair with someone else, but some people, they just feel like they are not good enough. Yeah, that kind of insecurity. Yeah, so when we think about, like, yeah, we think that if we get rejected, that means we are not good enough. So, I mean, it is understandable that we have this kind of automatic thoughts because we live in a socially constructed society and we often compare ourselves with someone else, both intentionally and unintentionally. Yeah, so this whole thing might lead us into thinking that we are unworthy or unlovable, especially for people who have lower self-esteem, as I mentioned earlier. Because, okay, so for, let's say, some people, they grow up experiencing parental rejection, so their needs are not met by their parents. Yeah, they might always think that they are unworthy since young. Yeah, so this will lead them into building a lower self-esteem, and because of that, they always think that they're unworthy. So even if people do something good to them, they might feel like, yeah, they are unworthy of getting that. Is it because people are after some benefits or something else? Yeah, they won't think that they deserve all those good acts from people. Yeah. So this actually affects people quite, I would say, quite seriously if we don't take it serious enough to, you know, stop it. If, let's say, it has been affecting your life so much. Yeah, and some people actually, they don't really realize or notice that the fear of rejection has been affecting their life so much. And when we are so afraid of being rejected, we usually won't go after things that we really like and we really want to do. And at the end of the day, this is our own life, right? Yeah, we want to do something that we like, we want, and things that will make us happy. But because of this fear of rejection and all this reason behind it, like feeling like we are unworthy, we are not good enough, yeah, stuff like this. Yeah, so it just makes us feel like we don't deserve going after something that we really like, we really want to try, we really want to do. So at the end of the day, you're not really living a fulfilling life, and you're not getting things that you really want as well. Yeah, so when we think about it, it's actually quite scary, right? Thinking about, like, your entire life, you're not going to do something that you like, you enjoy. So how do we overcome this? So in some situation, we might have this kind of fear. It is normal, yeah. But as soon as you notice this kind of thoughts, be self-aware and identify these negative thoughts and take steps to reframe your thoughts that into something that is more optimistic and encouraging. Of course, sometimes you might not notice that these are actually some negative thoughts until you really compare it to some evidence rationally. Evidence that I'm referring here is those, like, you know, let's say, yeah, I think that person don't like me, but why though? Yeah, is there any sign that this person directly show you that he or she doesn't like you? Or is this person telling you that they don't like you? Or is it just something that you have been thinking about because you see them didn't wave hello back to you this morning or stuff like this? Yeah, sometimes it might just be us overthinking about it. So yeah, refer to this kind of evidence rationally and really be self-aware when this kind of thoughts just, you know, struck into your mind. And the next thing is to practice self-compassion. Be kind to ourselves. Yeah, yeah, we know that we are human beings, right? And we all make mistakes. It's normal. There's no point to overly criticize yourself. Instead, try to forgive yourself and reflect on the mistakes that you made so that you do better next time. But of course, I'm not saying that, you know, ignore everything that you did wrong. There might be something that is really our fault that we should reflect on it. But when we have reflected on our mistakes and understand that from which point that we're not doing that well and stuff like this, then move on. yeah, forgive yourself instead of keep going back to the vicious circles of thinking, you know, how worse you are as a person, which wouldn't help with the outcomes at all at the end of the day. Yeah, it won't improve the next time when the same thing happened again. So yeah. And the third thing is like, we know and that in our life there are so many things that is out of our control. So we should focus on what is within our control, within our locus of control. So adapt our mindset into a growth mindset. So what I mean here is to see failure as an opportunity to grow. Of course, I know it's difficult when, you know, you feel like something, it's normal that you immediately feel so sad about it because you put in effort and you really want a good outcome. I mean, everyone wants. So it's hard, but try not to always aim for perfection. Aim for progress instead. This will motivate you to work hard continuously instead of being afraid of the failure and any kind of rejections that you might face. Yeah. And lastly, it is quite common that we can't control what happened in our lives, like I said earlier, but we can actually control how we react and respond. So yeah, don't let rejection define us and being affected into thinking that we are so unworthy. Instead, be self-aware and accept ourselves for who we are. So I guess this is still going back to the point to practice self-compassion then. Yeah. So I guess that's it about fear of rejection. And of course, this idea started from the very little story of mine that, yeah, I'm just so afraid of being rejected, even though, you know, at the end of the day, maybe it might not be a negative outcome, but I'll just never try. So that's not a good thing to do. And instead, we should really give ourselves the opportunity to try things out and fix things where necessary, instead of, you know, I'm just so afraid of being rejected, so I won't do anything at all. Yeah, you might regret one day because you didn't even try it out. Yeah. So I guess that's it for this episode today. Thank you very much for listening. If you do have any ideas or any thoughts that you'd like to share with me, feel free to comment down below or send us a DMs on any of our social media platforms. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.